Hey man, it's Tej here. Man, I got a failure on the SDI. I think a failure on the SDI. I think it's the clutch release bearing has gone, and I just put a clutch not even 10 months ago. I've got a new clutch with me, but the whole XCD one single plate now. When can I? Is there time you guys have I can actually get that done? You turn the car on, it rattles like, makes a noise vibration. You press the clutch a little bit in, smooth it to a path, basically. Yeah. Last time, because you guys couldn't do it, I got one other mechanic to do it, basically. And, but that was a twin, at the moment, it has got an extreme twin plate in there. Let him, and now I just got an XCD one, single plate sports, track wheelie one, with the flywheel. Sports organic, yeah, the track only one, that one here. Oh shit. Because if the issue I have now is bloody my other car got rear-ended yesterday. It's like you talk about things happening at the same time. Oh, okay. No, that's not going to work because I'll have to find someone. I didn't have a rush because I had the other car, and it just brilliantly called for luck, got rear-ended pretty bad yesterday. Yesterday evening. So, big spot, sorry? Oh, no, it's gone, man. When I say pretty fucking, it was my new car. I had a BMW M3 just bought like 10 months ago. Yeah. So I had two cars, an STI, and I would, the STI I don't drive mostly daily. I got the other one, M3. And I was a 10 months old, not even 10 months old, 7 months. So that's why I didn't worry about the rush, basically. I always had two cars, but it just now both of them are. And now, last thing I want to do is drive it more because it really makes a grinding noise like there's no tomorrow at times. And can break. So that's why I told him I'll try my luck basically. Because normally I wouldn't have any issues, I'll book it in this one. Let me find someone because I don't even know any other person generally. That's all right. Let me make a few calls and see what I can do. Well, thanks, man. Thank you.